September 15th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. What to renounce? But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, 2 Corinthians 4:2. Have you renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, the things that your sense of honor will not allow to come to light? You can easily hide them. Is there a thought in your heart about anyone which you would not like to be dragged into the light? Renounce it as soon as it springs up. Renounce the whole thing until there is no hidden thing of dishonesty or craftiness about you. Envy, jealousy, strife, these things arise not necessarily from the disposition of sin, but from the makeup of your body, which was used for this kind of thing in days gone by. See Romans 6:19 and 1 Peter 4:1 and 2. Maintain a continual watchfulness so that nothing of which you would be ashamed arises in your life. Quote, not walking in craftiness, end quote. That is, resorting to what will carry your point. This is a great snare. You know that God will only let you work in one way, then be careful never to catch people the other way. God's blight will be upon you if you do. Others are doing things which to you would be walking in craftiness, but it may not be so with them. God has given you another standpoint. Never blunt the sense of your utmost for his highest. For you to do a certain thing would mean the incoming of craftiness for an end other than the highest, and the blunting of the motive God has given you. Many have gone back because they are afraid of looking at things from God's standpoint. The great crisis comes spiritually when a man has to emerge a bit farther on than the creed he has accepted. That's the end of Oswald's message. A little difficult to understand some of his wording, but the focal point of the message is that our lives should be transparent, genuine, and without deception. It is so easy to get caught in the trap of wanting to say things in just a certain way that may be a bit misleading, but misleading in the direction of my advantage. Yet, to have a clean connection with God and a good relationship with God and to be intimate with God, those kinds of craftiness need to be removed from my life. When I am aware of them, it may not be easy, it may almost be impossible for me to simply remove them or stop doing them. However, if every time I recognize they have come into my thinking and maybe my expression, I turn them over to God and ask him to help remove those kinds of craftiness from my experience, then God can do the miraculous and remove those things from our lives. God only comes by invitation, even in the cleanup activity of our lives. So invite him in to help you see every area where your communication would be tainted or tarnished by anything that you're trying to express to give yourself an advantage that is an unfair or undue advantage.